Actually, one of the questions that I have about capital punishment, obviously capital punishment puts a person's life to end, but one of the things that I tend to, that I wonder about is if corporal punishment is actually less inhumane than imprisonment. I read a book, it was dealing with conscientious objectors from the Vietnam War. The author mused at the end of it. He said, "Would I rather have a finger cut off than be taken away from my life and from my family for a year? I would choose to have that finger cut off." He said at one point, "Rather than spend 5 years away from my life and my family, I'd rather have my hand cut off." And so the cruel, inhumane label, for me, it seems possible that imprisonment also is that.
Yes, I think that the prison system as a whole, the way it is used right now, is so much about punishment. I don't know that it might still be a title in what they're called, corrections, but there's nothing corrective about it. It's so much about punishment and taking away people's power, just making every day as miserable as possible for them. And that's why a number of us involved in the abolition movement of the death penalty are also involved in trying to reform the way the prison system is set up. I know that there are studies documenting how much better people do when they've come out of a prison situation, where they've received an education, where they've been treated like human beings. I guess I want to mention, too, there are so many reasons to oppose the death penalty, but one of them is the racism and racial inequality evident in the system, and as well as class. The majority of people on death row are people of color, so disproportionate to the representation in the population. 80% of executions take place in former slaveholding states. So when you get the death penalty, often it just depends on where you live in the country or who the prosecutor is or the race of the person who was killed. So there's a lot to be looked at there in the prison system in general and how it's used.